Friday. Happy Friday to you. August 16th, 16 minutes after 2 o'clock. Do you have a favorite sandwich shop? If you enjoy sandwiches, go immediately. It's here. The new Mike Doty is here. Who is it? The deli at ENF? Is it Asian Subs? Is it McKinleyville? What's the name?
What are you doing, Larry?
What? Central Sandwich? Central Sandwich?
But what specific sandwich is the question? I can't abide by these like flip-flopping that you're doing.
I didn't invite you in, but since you're here,
yes,
I'm going to take this up with you because we have in our studio right now Andrew Goff and Hank Sims from the Lost Coast Outpost. They have posted, you've been doing this for what, like maybe a month now?
A month and a half or so, yeah.
The Best of Humboldt.
It's actually called Humboldt Approved.
Humboldt Approved.
Best of Humboldt is something else entirely.
Humboldt Approved.
We've approved of what so far?
The best Chinese restaurant, the best burger, the best bar, all of those. Best drummer, Steve Bonner.
The things that make our lives worth living.
Yeah.
It's a poll. You could accurately describe as a poll.
Sure.
Of the people who read
local readers, yeah.
And up until now, the voting process has always been a little confusing.
A little chaotic.
We've worked it out.
Confusing for people that don't follow directions, Larry.
I think most people know it.
Yeah.
But heretofore, it's been pretty straightforward. What's the best burger? Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, here we go. Yes. Yeah.
Because what's the best burger was asked.
The question was if you go back and look, it says who makes Humboldt's best burger. Okay. That was that week's question. This week's question is what is Humboldt County's best sandwich? Specifically, the sandwich, not the place that makes it, but the sandwich, and then you need to denote. The place that makes it, just for sanity's sake.
So I'm not answering your question correctly if I say roast beef with red onions and cheddar.
No, that would not be answering the question.
Because who made it?
Yeah, you admit that different sandwich shops will make a different roast beef with cheddar than another sandwich shop. Look, here's the point, Larry. Like, you say best burger, right? Okay, we had a best burger competition.
It was the best burger.
Okay, but no brand.
All right.
Yeah. So like, burger, though, is variation on a theme. Like, best burger, best cheeseburger, they're all in the same wheelhouse. Best sandwich, on the other hand, you can go to a sandwich shop, a quality sandwich shop, such as Central Sandwich, and get a wide variety of different things. The one thing in no way resembles the other, right?
Well, why? Only because it seems like you're splitting hairs, then. Only because there are more varieties of sandwiches than there are variety of burgers?
Yes.
There's infinite varieties of either.
But sandwich, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, best in burger, theory. It's going to have the same bun, the same meat, and then variations thereof,
yeah,
right?
More or less.
Now, best sandwich is going to have different, depending on, someplace, go to a sandwich shop, it's going to have different bread, it's going to have different meat. Different cheese, different vegetables, different sauce.
Does a wrap count?
Everything is different. Somebody's trying to make a wrap count. Somebody's voting for a wrap. The best sandwich, she says, is not a sandwich.
What if I'm gluten-free? I'm excluded. My only point that I'm trying to make is that this is needlessly complicated.
How hard is this, Larry?
Everybody's familiar with the concept of a sandwich.
But look at the roiling controversy that has erupted from the moment you posted that question till this very moment in time.
That's because, generally speaking, people on the internet, they want to start talking like within a second of them reading a headline, and so they do that, and then we have to bring some order to the chaos, and then people are all in line. All right,
so
they're in.
It's gotten straightened out finally.
Calm down.
We've excised the losers.
Okay.
Because, like I said, you go to Eureka Natural Foods, Larry, as you do, I know.
Sure.
You've got the tempeh sandwich, right?
Delicious.
You've got their turkey sandwich. Mm-hmm. All delicious, but very different things. You're telling someone to go to Eureka Natural Foods. You don't say just, like, get a sandwich. You say, like, ugh, the tempeh is tops. Get the tempeh sandwich.
That's true. If you say, hey, I'm going down to the Pizza Co., what do you want? I don't just say a sandwich.
Right, yeah. Right. You care which sandwich.
And then lastly, I think that in addition to this it being needlessly complicated, you're also forcing people, some people, not everyone, but some people to arbitrarily pick from amongst their favorites.
But this is the thing.
I mean, there are a few people that are just BLT. That's all I get. nothing else.
I'm sorry, Larry.
But a lot of people have some variety.
Life is about choice. If right. you're not making choices in life,
but
you're sitting the sidelines, essentially.
What's the value of arbitrarily choosing between
you're not
something?
Arbitrary.
There's zero value to
you
that.
When you go to Ferndale Pizza Co., you get the Capicola, right? For the most part,
Gabagool Man, yes.
Yeah. So is it really so hard for you to go on the internet and honor the hands that constructed that Capicola?
And it's not saying that you can't get a salami or a turkey sub once in a while. You're not being disloyal to your favorite.
I love my salami just as much as the Capicola.
But
I can't just say Ferndale Pizza Company, as far as you guys are concerned. I've got to make an arbitrary choice and designate one.
These are choices
over the other.
That we all make always in life, Larry. Do we take the road, the left-hand path or the right-hand path? We have to make a choice, right?
And that's ultimately what Humble Approved is about, Larry. You want to honor the people that make your life wonderful. I think that the hands that prepare your sandwich would feel a little warm in the fact that you are able to make a distinction between one thing and the other.
Oh,
you recognize their work. You honor what they do for a living 8 hours a day so that you can have a sandwich.
This beautifully spoken, by the way, I got a little emotional while you were speaking. If indeed I do have one specific sandwich from a place, then yes, I can without any problem go in and say, this is my central sandwich.
I'm imploring you, Larry, to go on the Los Cos Outpost right now.
Take your sandwich
and put the Capicola from Ferndale Pizza Co.
I don't know if that is my favorite though. That's a delicious sandwich.
I've seen you eat that more than any other sandwich.
If I'm in the mood for a sando. And I'm in Ferndale. That's probably the one I'm going to get.
There you go. Yeah.
But everyone's talking to the Ferndale Meat Company.
Sure.
They stack it high.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and $4 by Ferndale Meat.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
You have to admit that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
So the gauntlet has been thrown down to you, Larry, whether you accept it or not.
Why don't you just, instead of saying who was your favorite local band, what's your favorite chord? Who do you like, D minor better than G?
I like the D minor. Played by Chris Pereira in this particular song.
Yeah.
All right.
At Mad River Brewery.
Andy's bass run at Strix Vague on the Alibi on December 14th was... All right. LostCoastOutpost.com if you want to get in on this insanity. But they will slap you down if you don't do it exactly the way that they want.
You believe it.
It's Adolf H. Goff as he walks out of the studio. I don't know why they make it so difficult. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's cool.
What can I do for you, sir?
I just wanted to call up, and I'm listening to your guys' discussion about the best sandwich in the area.
Yes.
And my first comment is about the hamburger, cheeseburger being, there are a lot of different meats that you can mix into a cheeseburger. We can go with veal, you can go with Kobe beef, you can go with some pork sausage in there. I mean, so there's a lot of different variations you can go with, with your hamburger meat, So I just wanted to put that one out there.
So, in your opinion, if someone is saying what's the best sandwich in Humboldt County, and by the way, I realize this is a slightly separate point because I agree with you. You could make all different kinds of meat. It doesn't have to be beef in a hamburger. But does a hamburger count as a sandwich?
No, because it's being. The meat is prepared, and then it's going on some type of a bun, and that's another thing. We could do different types of buns as well, but no, I don't think it's a sandwich. I think it's its own entity.
Okay, all right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Phones are lighting up.
And you, because we gotta put a toothpick in this.
Do you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think as long as we're on the subject of arbitrary distinctions, you're going to tell me that a hamburger is not a sandwich?
A hamburger is not a sandwich.
Oh, right? My God.
Yeah.
How do you
It's like a burrito or a wrap. They're not sandwiches. We know this.
It's a little more clear in my mind that a wrap is not a sandwich, but I believe that a hamburger, I don't see how you make a distinction unless you just arbitrarily assign hamburger to its own category.
That's what I do, yes.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Now, arbitrary things happen all the time.
Yeah.
So, but you're just, that's...
Because a sandwich is not a hamburger. Wrap your head around that.
Sandwich is not a hamburger.
Uh-huh.
Well, is a sandwich
you're saying
a tuna sandwich?
Hamburger is a subset of sandwich.
Yeah, within the broad category of sandwich is included a hamburger.
I will say
hamburger, roast beef sandwich. Like if you go to Arby's and you get a roast beef sandwich, you would call that a sandwich.
Yeah,
that's a hamburger bun with some meat and some junk on there.
You're making a strong case. I'm taken back to 2002, Hank Sam's in August, walking the streets of Paris, France, and getting a steak haché sandwich, which was much like a burger, except sort of in sandwich form. It was one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten in my life.
It was ground meat?
It was ground meat, haché, kind of chopped up, yeah.
Okay.
Mm, it was good.
That sounds good. In Paris, France.
Paris, France, yes.
All right, Mr. Rockefeller. All right, there it is. Go to LostCoastOutpost.com if you want to weigh in on this.